Julia Barbaro here, host of the Julie and Gino podcast. I'm here with the co-founder of Jake and Gino, my husband and co-host, Gino Barbaro.
Julia, how are we doing today?
Amazing.
Like I said before I hit the record button, this is the highlight of my week. I love doing these podcasts with you because it's always business, business, business. But today's guest, we're going to be talking about couples coaching. We're going to talk about health. And today's guest is Justin Rothenshofer, co-founder of the Own It Coaching System. I hope I nailed the last name. What a great last name. Performance coach to elite athletes and executives, best-selling author and entrepreneur. From a young age, Justin was self-motivated to constantly improve and has spent the last 20-plus years working with Stanley Cup champions, Super Bowl champions, Olympians, and entrepreneurs, focusing on peak performance, human optimization, and using data to create personalized blueprints. Justin's knack for making the complex simple is among the best in performance industry, focused on peak performance. Welcome to the show, Justin. How are we doing?
It's amazing to be here. I'm so excited just to be able to pour into your listeners today. And just seeing the two of you on that side, I've listened to a couple episodes, but never actually seen the faces. And it's amazing just to see the smiles that come out of there. And so the energy is awesome.
Really, it's a little painful to listen to us, right? Sometimes we can get a little painful, but it's important because I love your company. I love your story. I mean, the amazing thing is we have high-level performers in every aspect. People always think about athletes. They think about movie stars. And now you're going on entrepreneurs. How did you get into it? Can you discuss your journey of how you've gotten into creating your company from the start?
Yeah, so my journey started back when I was 12 years old. And I was born and raised in Canada, and I grew up playing hockey just like every other kid, and with the goal of playing in the NHL. And at 12, I was playing with 14, 15-year-olds, and I was driving home with my dad. And he looked over, and I hadn't been playing very well. It had been a span of about 2 weeks. And he looked at me, and he said, "Son, talent will get you noticed, but consistency will get you paid." And the moment that I heard that, it really changed my thought process on what consistency meant and what preparation meant. And from that moment on, I was like, okay, I want to get paid, and whatever form that meet could be. Is that a scholarship? Is that actually physical cash? Is that fulfillment? What is that payment structure to me? What does that look like? What is that reward? But ultimately, consistency is what needs to help me get there. So started wearing heart rate monitors and pulse oximeters and reading medical journals and looking at my blood work. And the crazy part was, is that I just started to figure it out and understand it. And this is as a 13, 14-year-old. And it really kind of perpetuated the rest of my educational career as I came down to the U.S. on a hockey scholarship, got my dual undergraduate degrees in exercise science and nutrition. From there, got my master's degree in exercise physiology, went did my postgraduate research in heart rate variability, sleep and recovery science, and then ultimately started my career as a performance director at Miami University with their hockey program. From there, moving to Columbus with the Blue Jackets, Washington with the Caps, and then finishing up in Anaheim before in 2021, starting Own It. And the biggest thing that I kind of learned as I went through that process is you think that everybody has it figured out, especially at the highest level where it's all personalized and they've got their specific routines for each and every person. But I was actually super disappointed when I got there to figure out that everything was not that way. And it was very cookie cutter, and everybody trained the same way and recovered the same way and took the same supplements and did the same mental training and did the same preparation, did the same sleep habits. And I was like, we have all this data, we have all this information, but we're not utilizing it. It's just a cookie cutter approach for everybody. And as I started to implement a lot of these data-driven practices and these N=1 processes where we treat you as an individual and we figure out what your body's asking for and what your body's communicating, we all of a sudden saw injury rates start to decrease. We saw recovery times start to decrease. We saw sickness rates decrease. We saw performance increase. We saw resiliency increase. We saw the way in which they were able to handle stress. So stress capacities increase. And it was like people were just astounded, but yet all that happened was we just looked at somebody's, basically their blueprint, their user's manual, and said, oh, this is what you have to do. And this is what you have to do. And this is what you have to do. And it took a little bit more effort and a little bit more purpose and intentionality, but the results were 100x what they were getting prior. And so immediately what happened was the owner of our team at the time came up to me and said, Justin, what are you doing for these guys? Can you do the same thing for me? And I was like, well, in my mind, my identity, right, was no, I work with professional athletes and I don't know if I'm allowed to go outside of this. And as we started to communicate and work together and talk together, I was like, you know what? This is not an athletic problem, an athlete problem. It's a human problem because of what the world has told us health is, because what the world has ultimately put us in a box with. And so as I started to work with him, he started to talk to other entrepreneurs and high-performing people. And before I knew it, I had about 25, 30 people that I was working with. And ultimately, God called me to step out and serve his people rather than the audience that I had chosen to serve for the last 15
years. So Justin,
years.
You basically said to your, you basically said to the CEO, show me the money and I will fix you.
Yeah.
And what's ironic.
Well, that's a piece of it.
Unfortunately, that first person I didn't make a dime off of.
But you did, because you're the go-giver, because then after that, the residuals started showing up. But what's really important, everybody, we're talking from a health perspective. You should take this in every aspect of your life, because your financial blueprint is the same thing. My goals and aspirations as an investor are completely different than what Justin is looking for, and then obviously what Julia is looking for, and what everyone else is looking for. So you should be creating these, I guess, blueprints for every aspect of your life. Health is probably the most important, because without health,
well,
you can't
it's
get up.
Important.
But
I think it's important,
listen, but what
that.
I'm saying, I'm talking from between health and financial. If I'm not healthy and I'm not feeling great, yes. But what I'm saying is, if you're not healthy, you can't have a spiritual life, because you can't get up in the morning. You can't get out of bed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's no energy. You need energy to do these things. Right. And then obviously, once you take care of the health aspect of it, I can get up. I can underwrite deals. Mm-hmm. I can be on 6 podcasts a day. I have all the energy to do that. That leads everything else. I don't want to say one is more important than the other, but if you don't have health, a lot of those other things will fall apart. Julia, go ahead.
Well, I love what you said, and I think it's important to just highlight. You said something so important, that everyone is so unique and they are looking for something different. It's not a one size fits all, and that's why it's so difficult to do stuff like this, because you can't just, you know, write a book, follow my method. You can't just have a supplement, here it is, because what I, you know, my husband and I cannot go running together, obviously, because I'd be way ahead.
I will crush you.
Let's just be honest. That was a joke.
Baby.
We know. And it's hard. And it's hard to do that, because it does take a lot of effort. It does take one-on-one, which a lot of people don't want to put that in, one-on-one. And so how do you do it compared to just, you know, the people that out there just doing, oh, just try my way, you know? How do you get that time for each person?
I mean, one is we have an amazing team. Our team has grown from ultimately myself and my wife back in 2021 to a team of 45 people. So that's been amazing. But I want to touch on something that Jake said earlier, just about how health being health and wealth, and how do you actually look at these? And what we actually say is, health is the ultimate form of wealth, and time is the asset. And I've spoken with so many millionaires, billionaires, CEOs, executives, people that have everything. But yet, when we're healthy, we have hundreds of goals. We have hundreds of desires, hundreds of things we're shooting for. But when we're unhealthy, we have one, which is to get our health back. And it's that old proverb that talks about man will give up everything to basically accumulate wealth, but then we'll give up all that wealth to get their health back. And it's this cycle that we're on the mission to ultimately stop and ultimately cease, so that when we truly do have our health, ultimately the asset is protected, which is time. And time being that asset doesn't matter if you're unhealthy for the mass majority of it. And so being able to continue to pour into people's health is a major key. And so when we come back and we kind of give a blueprint as to, like, what's happening, what is health really all about? I want to reshape some people's mindsets here in terms of what health truly looks like. And so you probably hear from RDs or functional medicine docs or therapists or whoever it might be in the health space that, oh, we're holistic and we're integrated. But if we look at the definition of holistic, holistic means all or entire. Integrated means to make whole or bring together. And your health, by definition, is your mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional condition. Now, that really stuck out to me in a big way as I was going through a lot of my educational work. And then there was one thing and a definition that really just made everything click, which was the definition of heal, which is to make whole or bring back together. The same definition of integrated. So if we are not including mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional conditions, we cannot heal and we cannot be truly integrated as one. And so that is a key concept there. And our body doesn't know the difference between mental, physical, spiritual, or emotional stressors. So the fact that our body doesn't know the difference between mental, physical, spiritual, emotional stressors all of a sudden tells me that mental, physical, spiritual, emotional stress has to be treated as one. Now, there's a whole bunch of practices and go-tos that you can actually lean on, but what matters to you? What matters for Julia? What matters for Jake? What matters for Justin? All these things are going to be very different because we're all at different places. Now, the measurement of heart rate variability, basically what the best definition I've been able to come up with of HRV is how your body is handling stress and strain. And remember, our body doesn't know the difference between mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional stress. And so by tracking this one metric, by getting access to this one metric, by understanding this one metric, we can now determine what habits, behaviors, and actions are going to be most purposeful for us to take and implement into our lifestyle and have as the lowest hanging fruit that we lean in on so that we can actually realize holistically integrated health. And based upon that, we've come up with really 8 controllables: nutrition, exercise, sleep, hydration, mindset, environment, self-care, and immune function. These are the biggest movers and supporters of heart rate variability. And so what we've now been able to understand is every single day we now have a KPI, we have a metric, we have something to come back to. Because, and I tell this story often, again, being from Canada, home to the biggest mall in the world in Edmonton, in my hometown, I went back about 8 months ago, and the mall's got like 45 phases, a water park, Galaxy Land, underground go-karts and submarine stations, and then shops and restaurants. Like, it's massive. I parked my car outside the water park at D3. It was a big green sign. I went inside. I did all of my routines and got my shopping and everything done. And as I was walking out, I was like, okay, water park, big green sign, D3. That's what I was looking for. I knew where I wanted to go. I knew where I was, what my ultimate goal was, but I didn't know how to get there. And I started walking around the mall. And about 45 minutes later, I started asking people and they were like, oh, just go up the escalator and take a right and you'll find it. Well, I went up the escalator, took a right, couldn't find it, was still lost until I found a directory. And I looked at that directory and I found the water park, found the big green sign D3. But what was the most important thing that I looked at? It was that big red dot that said, you are here. And the moment that I knew where I was able to look at it and go, oh, you know what? I need to go down the escalator. I need to take a left and then I need to go and take another right. And there it is. And it became very easy because I had my blueprint. I knew exactly where I was and I knew where I wanted to go. It's just like with our health. We know what true health looks like. We know what true health looks like. It looks like we fall asleep very quickly at night. We sleep deeply. We wake up in the morning full of energy, clear-minded, able to do everything that we want to, able to come home after work, able to spend time with our kids, take them to where we need to go, spend time with our wife, deeply connecting, spend time with our husband, deeply connecting, whatever it may be, and do it all over again. That's what true health looks like. We feel great. But what happens is we live in this middle space of fake health where we're disease-free, but symptom full. We've got headaches, we got nausea, we got anxiety, we got low libido, we've got low energy levels, we've got restlessness, we've got bloating, we've got all of these things that we're not meant to have, but yet the world has told us that that is perfectly normal. That's what it takes to be a spouse. That's what it takes to be a parent. That's what it takes to be a business owner. That's what it takes to be whatever. That's what it takes just to age. But it's a myth and it's a lie that the world has told us is normal, but actually it's a sign and a symptom that we're living in a space of fake health because we're listening to everybody else except our body. the thing that knows itself the best. And HRV is that metric that tells us, just like the directory, hey, this is where you are today. This is what you should be focusing on. This is where you should be putting your time, attention, effort, so that you can ultimately get to that level of true health and what you're ultimately looking for.
Justin, I've got to say, my wife would be looking at that dot you are here. She still wouldn't be able to find it.
Oh, that's a false, first of all, because we all know that I know directions and you don't.
He's, I know. Yes, I would get lost. I'd be like, Julie, where are we going?
I was going to say, especially if you guys are running together, you're going to be following her. So.
Oh, thank you. He caught it.
It's really, I love
it. Well, I think that's important. I love what you just said, because most of us don't know where we are. I mean, I'm with you on the symptoms. My kids know, they know their bodies so well. They're like, I have a pain right here. I'm like, okay. Just sometimes.
Every little thing they tell me.
Which is good, because a lot of us aren't even aware of pain and where it comes from and what it could be possibly from. And I think that's, you know, that awareness of yourself is
my
lacking.
Son will wake up and he'll go, oh, my throat's like a little scratchy this morning. I'm like, Mike, you'll be okay. You can suck it up. But at the same time, he is pain free, symptom free. He's got a lot of energy. Yes. So I love that analogy. I just want to shift gears real quick. Just one question. Okay. How was it working with your wife when you started out? Was there a lot of stress there? Because it could be stressful working with your spouse starting out. I am from personal experience. We had a great time.
I have the stress. Actually would like to know your wife's perspective more so.
What is your perspective? Since your wife can't speak for herself, I'd love to hear what your perspective is.
We actually have the exact same perspective because we're so open and honest about it. And it was, to be honest, it was really hard. She was coming from... I was obviously coming from the team setting in the NHL, and she was coming over from, she was the executive vice president of Christian Louboutin and running a major team, a major company, big corporation. And when we both started working together, unique thing was, is that we both knew what our skill sets were. We both do things incredibly differently. I'm unbelievably unorganized. She's unbelievably organized. I'm a great visionary that has all of these ideas and these massive downloads, and I move quickly. She's very methodical and very intentional and very purpose-driven. And so we had our own lanes that we moved through really easily. But what started to happen was that our entire life became about work. Our entire conversations, whether it was at dinner, whether it was a date night, whether it was at vacation, whether it was a weekend, everything became about work, and we started to become business partners rather than spouses. And it was something that we had to work really hard on. It was about a year long process of really setting appropriate boundaries and setting purposeful intentions. Where now, just as in our businesses, we do quarterly reviews and we do yearly planning. Come Q4. We have this kind of process where we go macro all the way down to micro. So we have once a year, a 10-day trip that we plan together that everything shuts down and it's just us. We have a quarterly weekend getaway that we do that is just us, that's just her and I. We have a monthly day on a weekend where we choose, and it's just, we call it a spontaneous day where either she plans it or I plan it. And again, that's completely shut down. And then weekly we have a Sunday meeting that is non-negotiable. It's every Sunday after church, and it's just to connect her and I and plan when our next date night is for that week so that we can be on the calendar. And again, that's kind of a non-negotiable for us. And so by setting up just that simple framework, we've been able to really make sure that we keep our relationship healthy and prioritize our relationship. Because I always say when 3170 Coral Way is healthy, everything else is good.
I hope you were taking notes.
Well, I want to say, you're the one who says, I've got this idea. So I don't talk about business as much as you.
I was talking about the little trips. Okay. That's all. I'm sorry. I should have clarified.
The little trips. We got the six kids and the little trips.
I know. You're going somewhere. You're going to dinner without us. But they love it. And I think that's important. If you do have children, those listening with kids, the kids love to see mom and dad go on a date, no matter what you think. I ask the older ones, they're like, we actually love it, especially nowadays where there's so much separation and divorce in the world. That is a big fear of the kids. They do like to see you sit together, hold hands, go on dates. So I encourage you to do that.
I'm just saying it's hard to vacation with six children and to take away.
I'm half
the word
joking,
vacation is to
honest.
Vacate. So you're yes. leaving and you half want joking. Your children to come.
But it's
so
when important you have that, many that children, like just like Justin said, to have a plan.
Baby, where are we going in May? We're going somewhere in May for 4 days.
Well, all of it is related to
and next week, are we going away to a retreat next week? Everything's related to related. We're
to
going
just
to ourselves,
the two of us.
Baby.
Not
yes.
just the two of us. But that's okay.
Healthy,
we're there.
Mentally,
we're
healthy, spiritually.
There. Yeah.
But I love working with my wife in the business because I think for us, it's not just about making money. It's about making impact. We're helping a lot of people as well. And it's enjoyable. And it's not when we go out, we don't just talk about that. We have so many different things. But
well, I think we also struggled with that for a little while as well. Just like Justin said, it was always about work. It was always, okay, what are, you know, and I think that is a struggle that we all have to go through. And I think it's good for us to go through it to realize, hey, you know, maybe we're doing too much. And then at some point, maybe we're not doing enough. So we're always going to be evaluating the relationship, especially if we're working together in that sense. And I think it's healthy.
Boy, baby, you're talking a lot. You got a question for Justin?
No, here? I don't.
You don't have a question for Justin?
Well, I do.
I have so many questions for Justin.
I was just playing with you.
The next thing I like to say is I'm listening to this right now. I agree with everything you're saying as I'm mm-hmm. listening to the show. What are the next steps? What do I need to do to mm-hmm. start getting really serious about it? Because I would say to anybody, if you're really teetering on your health, go visit a hospital and see people who are really sick and can't get better or beyond, and there's no way for them to get any better. And you take a look at that mental picture and say to yourself, do you want to be that way in the next 20 to 30 years? If you don't, then you can start today. Today could be the change for you. So what do we need to start doing, Justin?
Yeah, I think even as I kind of come into that point, and I'll come back to HRV in a second, but there's a quick stepping ladder that I want people to like really grasp here and understand, because the fact that our body doesn't know the difference between mental, physical, spiritual, emotional stress, the body's response to stress is to create inflammation. So if we're under chronic stress, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, it could be cognitive and we're fully aware of it, or it could be unconscious and we have no clue that it's happening. HRV can be that measure to help us understand. So our body doesn't know the difference between these stressors. It creates inflammation. If we're under chronic stress, it's going to create chronic inflammation. Chronic inflammation is going to lead to those chronic symptoms. Chronic symptoms that we ignore, that we justify. Chronic symptoms create chronic illness, cancers, diabetes, strokes, heart disease, autoimmune disorders. And all of a sudden, chronic illness is killing 71% of Americans. And it's the leading cause of death. And so all of a sudden, what we've understood now is we now have a KPI, we have a metric, we have a quantifiable number that's going to tell us how our body's handling stress and strain. And so the first thing, like I'm never going to sit here and tell you, oh, you should do breath work every single morning, or, oh, you should go do a sauna and a cold plunge every morning, or you should have a night routine. Sure, those are all great things, but maybe they're not all great for you. But what I am going to tell you is that you should figure out how to measure HRV, and you should start to understand what your body's communicating to you. And the great thing about this is that whether you wear an Apple Watch, a Fitbit, a Polar, a Garmin, an Oura Ring, a Whoop Band, you're measuring HRV. You have an HRV metric inside of you. A lot of people I'm just going to use Apple for an example, because I think like 71% of Americans have an Apple Watch now. It's wild. But if you have an Apple Watch, you go into Apple Health, you go under the heart logo, it'll show you actually what your HRV is. And I bet you never knew it was tracking it. Or you go into your Fitbit and you've got all these readiness scores and algorithms. Forget about all that stuff. If you look deeply into the app, it'll show you what your heart rate variability is. And we want to see a higher number on that HRV scale. So we want to see it increasing over time. And what we can start to understand is that based upon our habits, behaviors, and lifestyle, things that we start to do, things we start to implement, such as a cold plunge in the morning, such as an intermittent fast, such as spending some time in meditation, spending some time in breath work, spending some time in date night, spending some time doing a night routine, and we start to add some of these behaviors in, we can now look at what our body either or how our body responds to it. Is it helping with how we're adapting to stress and strain, or is it not helping? And so that's how we start to identify whether we add behaviors through any of those eight controllables or whether we don't, and whether we skip to something else that's more purposeful and intentional for us. And so my recommendation for anybody who's wanting to really get a hold and take ownership of their health and be empowered is by truly understanding HRV, understanding heart rate variability, understanding that metric so that they can start to determine which habits and behaviors are meaningful and purposeful for them.
Yeah, that's awesome. I have an Apple Watch. I bought it for myself.
Do you use an Apple Watch?
I used it for the first 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then I knew I slept well. So I use terrible. I know.
I use the Polar Watch when I run. Yes. Keep your heart rate at 120 beats a minute and run about 3 miles a day, three times a week. I feel really great. I don't feel stressed out. I don't want to stress out. So I totally concur with that. HRV, heart rate variability. Do you have any more questions for Justin? Because I could go on for the next 3 hours.
Tell us about Own It a little bit, and what we'll tell the listeners what the company offers. Tell us a little bit about it and how they can get information.
Yeah, I mean, for us, the biggest thing in our mission is to empower 1 million people in taking ownership of their health again. And I think so many times in this world, you've got these health companies that are pushing, that really all they are is a supplement company, or all they are is a product company. And they're pushing the silver bullet that's saying, hey, this is going to solve every problem that you've ever had. This is going to alleviate all the sleep issues you had. This is going to help you lose weight. This is going to help you alleviate all the anxiety. This is going to help you create longevity. All these things that we're looking for, but really, you have no idea who this person is. You have no idea who is on the other side purchasing this item that you've sold as the silver bullet that's going to solve everything. And instead, where we come at this from is really wanting to empower you. Empower you is to and teach, educate, and literally hold your hand through this process, which is, I guess, what we've scaled is personalized holistic health coaching based off of true personalized metrics. And the base level for us is heart rate variability and the eight controllables, creating habit change based off of data and numbers. From there, the next layer is DNA epigenetic and cellular testing, understanding what you're deficient at the cellular level, understanding how your gut biome functions, understanding where there's maybe some disconnection, and we can start to create some personalized nutrition protocols, personalized immune function protocols, personalized travel frameworks, personalized supplementation frameworks. And then at the very top, we get into kind of the tools where, yeah, you know what? A cold plunge routine would be great, or a custom IV drip would be great, or ozone therapy would be great, or peptide therapy would be great. But let's handle the base level first. Let's get to HRV. Let's understand habits, behaviors, and lifestyle. And quite frankly, we can alleviate 95% of issues just by mastering that bottom layer and really making sure that we have a purposeful and intentional way to empower you so that now you know whether to go left or go right or go up the escalator or down the escalator, or whether, you know what, I'm just going to hold status quo because I'm doing exactly what I need to do. And it changes the way that you show up and changes your decision-making process.
Justin, how can the listeners get a hold of you?
Yeah, two ways, very simple. Ownitcoaching.com is where you can find us. And a whole bunch more information there. And then on Instagram, super active, at Justin Roth, R-O-E-T-H. And I answer all my own DMs, so you'll always know that's me.
So, Julie, you have a young Justin sitting in the car. He's 12 years old, and his dad says to him, you know what? Talent will get you noticed, but consistency will get you paid. And then Justin sits on that for a little bit and says, I'm going to start doing research. But what 13 or 14-year-old starts going diving into nutrition? Mm-hmm. Well, most adults can't do that. Mm-hmm. And from there, it goes to college, and from Canada, it comes down and starts working with all these athletes. And I think at one point, he gets called from the CEO, and the CEO says, can you help me out? I'm not going to pay you, but I still want some help. So he hooks up the CEO, but the go-giver mentality says the CEO says, this is wonderful. And he starts getting other clients. And from those other clients, he starts his company, Own It, in 2021. And I think the best thing he probably did was have his wife come on board, because he seems like the wild guy with the ideas. And the wife is more of the more grounded person that says, Justin, let's pull the reins back.
Amen.
A little bit here. You've got these ideas. We need to implement. It's, you know, the ideas are great, but the implementation is more powerful. And that comes back to the consistency, right? Talent, he's got a lot of talent. He's got a lot of ideas. But if you don't have the implementer there, and it's a great story. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to talk about his couples coaching. So if anybody's out there, you should go absolutely go out there and you know, look at what he's working on with couples. He just came back from Costa Rica with a bunch of entrepreneurs. He had a great time there. So go out. Ownitcoaching.com. Go check out his website. And any final words from you?
No, this has been super helpful. So it's very encouraging.
And we just want to thank you really, for being on the show.
You. Thank you, Justin.
I'm Gino. She's Julia. Oh, boy. And we are Julie and Gino. Thanks, Justin.
Thanks, everyone.